Blog Talk Radio.
Of life that may be ravaging your family right now.
that call for mercy will receive instant answer from heaven. He said, let us therefore come boldly to the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in the time of need. How many need the help of God here today? Every ancestral cause, every generational cause, every spell, every enchantment against you and your family is going off today in the name of Jesus. Let us therefore come boldly to the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in the time of need. Lord, whatever the causes might be, every enchantment, every spell against my lineage, against my family, against my life, against my children, have mercy, Lord. Go ahead and pray. Have mercy, Lord, in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus Christ. As for thee also, by the blood of thy covenant, thou sent forth thy prisoners from the pit wherein is no water. Turn to your stronghold, ye prisoners of hope, even today do I declare that I will render double unto thee. For your shame, God will render double honor to thee. Turn to your stronghold. The blood covenant is our stronghold against all misdeeds. Every wrong you have done, everything you have done to avert your parental cause, the blood of Jesus is the answer. Now listen. He said, blotting out the handwriting of ordinances that was against us, which was contrary to us, he took it out of the way, nailing it to his cross. Colossians 2:14. Blotting out the handwriting of ordinances that was against us, he blotted it by his blood. He blotted it out by his blood. He took it out of the way. He nailed it to his cross. Whatever brought you under the curse of a prophet, the blood of Jesus will wipe it now. What can wash away my sin? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Begin to plead the blood of Jesus for an eternal rescue. Come on. Plead the blood of Jesus. Plead the blood of Jesus. Call ye to your stronghold, ye prisoners of hope, all of the sins of my forefathers that are affecting the destinies of the children today. I plead for mercy, O God. I plead the blood of Jesus for a cleansing, the blood of Jesus for a covering, in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name. By the blood of Jesus, every generational transgression and iniquity that is brought any family under various causes, I plead the blood of Jesus for a covering, the blood of Jesus for remission, in the name of Jesus. Combination of the mercy and the blood of Jesus is your deliverance today in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' precious name, in Jesus' precious name, I'd like you to call for grace. Grace to revert every curse you may have carried. The rudeness and arrogance to your parents. The mockery of the anointed, the prophets of God around the world. Whatever has brought you under a siege, grace for a reversal. Grace to retrace your steps. Grace to secure the goodwill of your parents back. Begin to receive it right now. remain. You can't keep that gap between you and your parents anymore. You must work it out this month. The wisdom to work it out, to secure back the goodwill of your parents. Receive it now in the name of Jesus. The grace required for you to be a committed, excited fighter, so as to avoid the cause of struggles in your pursuit. Receive it now in the name of Jesus. The grace for contentment with what you have. Contentment is the cure for stealing. It is lack of contentment that makes a thief. When you are contented, you cannot again be cornering things to yourself. Grace for eternal contentment with what you have. Receive it now in the name of Jesus. The curse of God that is in the house of the thief will never find its way to your house. Will never find its way to your house. Grace to put your trust only in God at all times and for all things. That will not bring you under a cause of struggle. Receive it in the name of Jesus. Grace to constantly deal with humility and meekness with your spiritual parents and the prophets of God in the body of Christ, wherever they are found. Receive it now in the name of Jesus. Grace to sow only good seed. Grace to stop sowing wicked seeds against others. Receive it now in the name of Jesus. From this day, may the curse of seed time and harvest never be pronounced against you anymore. In Jesus' name. Whatever is listed among the causes of the law that is ravaging your body now, I decree as one of God's prophets for the time, you are not living in service with them in the name of Jesus. Wherever you may be around the world, watching on the night, this service, I decree in the name of Jesus that every listed cause of the law that is tormenting your body now, because you have been redeemed by the blood of the Lamb, I decree your liberty in the name of Jesus. For surely there is no enchantment against Jacob, no divination against Israel. Every diabolical attack against your destiny, against your health, against your career, against your family, I decree them destroyed in the name of Jesus. Every activity of witches and wizards against your family, against your health, against your career, against your destiny, I decree them be destroyed in the name of Jesus. Numbers 23 and verse 23. For surely there is no enchantment against Jacob, no divination against Israel. Every proclamation of witches and wizards and occultic forces against your destiny, they are abated in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name. Now listen. The Holy Ghost is saying to me, many of you will need to get back to your parents within the next 14 days. And carry a gift that will serve as a peace offering for those who have hurt their parents and they have made proclamations of anger. You will carry that seed, and God said, I will show you my mercy as you get there, and that hurdle will be crushed forever. That barrier will be broken forever. And whatever has been pronounced against you shall be reverted in your presence. What we are saying is this. Whatever is a weight on your shoulder and a yoke on your neck, as an individual and as a family, today it is over. Put that oil on your right palm and speak these words of faith with me. Lord Jesus. believe in the mystery of the anointing oil. As a covenant instrument for the liberation of mankind. For it is written, it shall come to pass in that day that the body shall be lifted from my shoulder and the yoke taken from my neck, and that the yoke shall be destroyed because of the anointing. Therefore today, as this oil comes on my head, every burden on my shoulder and every yoke on my neck, I declare them destroyed by the anointing of the Holy Spirit, by the midst of the anointed oil. So let it be, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Every ancestral curse, every generational curse, every spell and enchantment against my family, against my life, and my destiny, they are declared destroyed today. And I'm a free man by the power of God. In Jesus' name. Place this on your forehead and begin to curse every plague on your life. Speak to the Lord in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' precious name. That oil in your hand is declared an instrument of eternal release for your family. Every ancestral curse, every generational curse, every spell and enchantment against your family lineage is declared destroyed by the mentality of this oil in the name of Jesus. Death shall no longer ravage your family. Every hereditary disease, every hereditary moral lapses, whatever represents a mark of the wicked one on your destiny and on your household, it is declared destroyed in the name of Jesus. As you drop this oil on the floor of your house, the curse on your family lineage is destroyed in the name of Jesus. As this oil drops in your household, in your ancestral home, back in your villages, every plague on your family is declared destroyed in the name of Jesus. So shall it be in Jesus' name. Between now and next Sunday, there is no mark of a curse, an enchantment, or a spell against you and your household that will not have been judged with testimony. You are returning on Sunday with a testimony of liberty from the curses of life. Listen to this. I'm going to minister now to this ark of testimonies. And I'd like you to know this, God's people. Please listen to this. Ministry is not my vocation. It's a divine mandate I received. And this divine mandate is with the objective of liberating mankind from all oppressions of the devil. I've declared the word of the Lord, and I've called what says I lega in lega. I'm going to anoint these two ark of testimonies and the content thereof, and immediately, watch it, immediately, there is a release from heaven. Immediately, there is a release from heaven. Father, the hour has come. The day you have spoken about is here. You shall believe on the Lord Jesus, and you shall be saved and your household. I therefore decree that every desire in this ark, as answered is on the ark of safety. Every man's layer persuades his families and these individuals. They are crushed by the power of God. As I anoint this content of the ark today, Risha Kiri and Susa, Wekeri and Sunetosia, Jadzeliesh, Edira Tesoria, Wekorit and Etorita Sanetosia. This ark is anointed at the content thereof, and every giant here is such a testimony today. The cause of barrenness and all kinds of marital causes, they come to an end today in the name of Jesus. Every plague of the cause of the law in all its ramifications, they are averted today in the name of Jesus. Every cause of parents that is ravaging the destinies of many, they are averted today in the name of Jesus. Every cause of spiritual parents, every cause of prophets, they are averted today in the name of Jesus. Every destiny is rescued in Jesus' name. Lift up those hands, pray in the spirit one more time. Father, thank you. In the name of Jesus. This ark of testimony today, as a content thereof, and I decree that every desire here enters into the ark of safety today. So let every curse upon every family be turned to testimonies today. Let every generational curse, let every ancestral copy, let every spell and enchantment be turned into testimonies today. All forms of marital causes, all forms of barrenness, all forms of the causes of the law, all forms of sickness and diseases, all hereditary diseases, all hereditary moral lapses, they are brought to an end today in the name of Jesus. Lord, between now and the next 14 days, give everyone here a living testimony of belief. The cause of business frustration, the cause of career failures, they come to an end here today in the name of Jesus. The cause of mental blocking, the cause of loss of memory, they come to an end here today in the name of Jesus. The cause of poverty, lack and want, they come to an end here today in the name of Jesus. The cause of confusion, in all ways, they come to an end here today in the name of Jesus. For your shame, as an individual, and as families, you shall have double this year. In the name of Jesus. Lord, confirm your turning point agenda for every family today in the name of Jesus. Lord, confirm your turning point agenda for every family today in the name of Jesus. Everyone that is God sick today, under any of these causes, wherever they may be, in their homes, in the hospitals, appointed to death by the declarations of today, between now and next Sunday, you are back fully on your feet in the name of Jesus. It is done. the curse on your children that made them wayward and bothersome is come to an end today in the name of Jesus. So shall it be. Everyone called barren under any of these curses, in my man's time, as the Lord liveth, you are bringing forth your children here. In some families, no one ever built house. But this year, the curse of not having a shelter is broken in your family.
Hi, winners all over the world. Thank you for listening to the. That was the voice of Bishop David Oyedepo of Winners Chapel Ministries Worldwide. So I hope you have been blessed. I hope your day is blessed. And I know that as long as you've heard the word of prophecy from the great man of God, he's my mentor and my father in the ministry. As long as you've heard his voice and his prophetic words from his mother, I know that that life will never be the same. I will see you again tomorrow by 10 a.m. Eastern Time. Always tune in. I know God is about to do great things in your life. Just get an anointing oil, pray over it, call the blood of Jesus Christ 7 times, and then anoint yourself, anoint your house, anoint your pulse, anoint everything that concerns you, and I want you to understand God is there to answer you and bless you. As you do this by faith, I want you to understand you have your miracles. The word of the prophet has come forth. The man of God has spoken. The bishop has spoken. Bishop Oyedepo has spoken. So I want you to believe with all your faith that this year is your year. This month is your month. And I know next year you will be flowing with miracles upon miracles. Thank you for being with me. I will see you again tomorrow by 10. And this is the voice of Dr. Emmanuel Odoyo. Remember this. Bye for now.